434.
Hi, 434, I got your request to talk.
Yeah, I don't know who I talked to before, and they just sent me a message back. We were told before only to let two on at a time, because there's like 30 of them standing at a stop. And they're not, the carts that they can pull down, because they're getting food.
Okay, I've only been just slightly briefed on this. So what's the problem you have? How many people wanting to get on the bus with carts?
There's a church there that gives away free food on this, well, today's one of the days, anyway. So there's like 30 people there. So when they get their food all filled up in their carts, then they stand at the bus stop. Okay, they told us not to have more than two of them on because it blocks everything and there's other people that are riding too. Now everybody's saying to let them on, all of them?
No, I would not let them all on. You let on as many as you can to the point where the aisles are still clear and cut them off at that point. As soon as one person starts blocking the aisle, then you have one too many.
Okay, the other problem is most of them don't speak English, so it's really hard to do that.
I understand language barrier is often a difficult one. I would just do your best to maybe use some body language, maybe get out of the seat and show them that the aisle is obstructed and people can't move down and, you know, forward and back through it.
Okay, I was just letting you guys know because there's a bus behind me.
All right, well, I'll let them know if it comes to that. Thanks for the call at 1104.